Buddham Saranam Gacchami Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Sangham Saranam Gacchami Dutiyam Hi Buddham Saranam Gacchami Dutiyam Hi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Dutiyam Hi Sangham Saranam Gacchami Tatiyam Hi Buddham Saranam Gacchami Tatiyam Hi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Tatiyam Hi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. So in a really gentle and natural way, we'll bring the mind into the body, the posture of this upright sitting body, whether you're seated on a chair or in a cushion. Let the belly relax and let the heart relax. You can have a sense of softness in the face, the lips, the eyes, the forehead. And the whole torso, the whole breathing body can relax. So the ribs, the throat, the lower belly. You know, we just want to give the air permission to move, creating the space, the relaxation for the movement of breath. So there can be strength in the back body, keeping us upright, But the front body can be really soft, really receptive. You know, as though there's no end to that softening in the area of the heart, the belly, the solar plexus, the jaw. Really accepting the body just as it is. Seated here. And if we need to forgive ourselves in any way, let's just invite the feeling of forgiveness, just letting the heart soften. Giving ourselves permission to be imperfect. We're allowed to be learners in this life. And in a really natural way, we'll just notice the breath. The breath is happening in the body. How the body just breathes itself, so we can have an attitude of listening instead of controlling, just watching, interested in this breathing body. Taking this breath as a refuge, letting the mind just gather and rest here, right on the breath. And then we'll take the Buddha's first instructions. Breathing out long, one knows, I am breathing out long. Breathing in long, one knows, I am breathing in long. So we're attending to the particular qualities of each inhalation and the particular qualities of each exhalation. We know when the breath is short. We know when the breath is long. What other qualities can be discerned in the in-breath and in the out-breath? What temperature, pressure, smoothness, raggedness, tightness, fullness? Looking closely, with a sustained and calm and interested attention. Each breath is different, each inhalation, each exhalation. And this is a completely, radically non-interfering awareness. And in a way that feels natural to you, we'll gently extend this awareness to the body. The breath is happening in a body. One trains oneself breathing in. I experience the whole body. One trains oneself breathing out. I experience the whole body. And this is the touch of the body, not the idea of the body. And with a steadiness of mindfulness, breathing in, I calm the bodily formations. Breathing out, I calm the bodily formations. Now firmly established in the body, firmly established in the breath, we can invite in joy. That subtle joy, piti. One trains oneself, I will breathe in, experiencing joy. One trains oneself, I will breathe out, experiencing joy. The light touch of joy, of piti. And settling even more deeply, one trains oneself, breathing in, I experience pleasure. Breathing out, I experience pleasure. Very subtle happiness, the sweetness of sukha, contentment. Just an invitation into the body and mind. And then firmly established in the delight of piti, the contentment of sukha, of pleasure, I will breathe in, experiencing mental formations, the activities of mind. One trains oneself, I will breathe out, experiencing mental formations, the activities of mind. And observing the activities of mind were still firmly established in the in-breath and in the out-breath. And we'll end with a calming of the mental formations. So one trains oneself. I will breathe in, calming the mental formations. One trains oneself. I will breathe out, calming the mental formations.